Hey, welcome to The Huddle. Here we talk about creating equitable spaces in education for the clinician, for the learner, for the parent, because it all matters. It matters in education, it matters in our business therapy practices, it matters in the wellness and the well-being of teachers, educators, interventionists, and parents. So here we talk about how people benefit, the outcomes for the learners who are impacted by the equitable spaces we have or not. Welcome to The Huddle.
Hey, another car music. In this episode, I am really mulling over, lamenting about starting a school. I wanted to, but I didn't want to. Wanted to start, but didn't want to start. You probably know the feeling. So here's my thought process. And then something on the inside just clicked, and I started to think about how we differentiate instruction or don't, or do not. And even with the best intention, sometimes it just doesn't look like what it should. So here are my thoughts from my car. Take a listen.
And I really believe that someone else should do it, in part because I believe it is a big job, one that I take seriously and had lots of trepidation. I had a personal need. So most things that are necessary usually originate from the place of a personal need. So my need was, I'm a parent who was frustrated by the fact that there were traditional systems in place that expected my child to get it. And honestly, post-COVID, I just don't understand how we are still expecting children to move in the same space with the same strength. People are changed. And we are all changed from the trauma of it all. And there are academic changes that occurred. I mean, people were already behind before COVID. We were behind in children were behind in terms of their academic growth. Many of them were. COVID worsened it. So you already have people who were, and then there's this challenge of addressing and understanding why we expect children to come made. We expect kindergartners to enter knowing things. There's probably less instruction and more expectation. And that doesn't really work. That is pressure. That is pressure. And children feel that pressure. They may not have the words to articulate how they feel, but people feel it. Parents feel it. And you feel like, what am I not doing right because my child isn't getting it? Is it just that they're not getting it, or we need to understand how all the brains work and differentiate instruction for real, not just in name only? We are using words to describe the academic experience of children. We're saying we do social emotional learning. We do differentiated instruction. And what we're doing is just adding the lexicon and not necessarily providing the intervention practices that are associated with those things that we say we do. I'm not saying that we have all the answers, but this is a good way, a meaningful place that we are in to say, you know what? Let's think about instructional design. Let's think about how we use data to drive, make changes within instruction. Let's use intervention methods that have been proven to work. Let's have more than one intervention method, because once again, we find ourselves using one method and people are not a monolith. You need interventionists who understand the theoretical constructs behind the intervention that they are using. And when interventionists understand the theory behind what they're using, the science behind what they are using, they are able to apply and demonstrate, the interventionist is able to demonstrate changes and shifts. When a person does not understand the theoretical construct or the science behind what they are using, you have in your hands a program. Your child would progress slower, if at all, and the data will not be what it should be. As a parent, you should be, that process should be transparent to you. There are no guesses. We've been, you know, in the dark long enough. So here we are. And let's do it.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this special episode of We Built a School here on the Huddle Podcast. Check us out at excelprepschools.com. excelprepschools.com. You can always check out thehuddle.online. And until next time, do your best.